it's an SF idea, not a fantasy idea. Terry kind of pitched to me in a way at a dinner party we were having with one of the publishers, and we started spinning off with ideas about it. It's parallel worlds into which you can step easily. There's no people there, otherwise they're just like our world. So it's a sort of vision of an endless frontier or of plentiful resources. And
literally all the Earth there can be, according to quantum physics.
Yeah.
And just to explain, Stephen, for humanities graduates such as myself, so the idea of the alternative universes. So whereas Stephen Hawking in Black Holes and Baby Universes, he has that paragraph where he says that there is the possibility of infinite variations on the yes. world we live in some of which Hitler may have won the Second World War and different people may be on the magazines. This is different because Hitler never gets to win the Second World War because there aren't any other humans.
That's it, yeah. We're treating humans as a sort of an anomaly, a joker in the pack, a pathology, if you like to use that kind of language, dominating this one Earth here, while the rest of the ecology is able to enjoy all the other Earths. Mm. That's a sort of basic science of it, I suppose. And in terms of working together, I suppose our careers went in different paths, but we've got the same background in the SF we grew up on and so on. We've known each other for 20 years.
I read a lot more SF than fantasy as I was growing up.
Were you ever physically in the same room, or was it all done electronically?
Oh, yes. Well,
altogether too physically.
Yeah, well, there is a photograph of you wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes, that was done for the camera. You understand?
No, we spent about 6 months playing ideas tennis, I call it, over the phone and over emails. Then we got together for a weekend, and that was a bit of a hissy fit festival. You know, real Bridget Jones stuff.
Who has the worst temper of the two of you?
Ooh.
I think he probably has. But it wasn't that hissy. Mostly we were both expecting the other one to start the hiss.
Yes. But we came out of that with a working outline and who was going to do what. We went off and wrote our stuff separately for months, then put it all back together again. And we had a nice session when I went down to Terry's again for about a week, took down a manuscript, just printed it, and sat there and read it. And we went through it line by line. And really, I think that was the exercise that really smoothed out the scar tissue, you know.
So Terry, as we know, who elsewhere has recently dictated to his assistant, would he dictate to you? Did you take over that?
No, he's got voice recognition software.
Oh, voice
actually.
Recognition you have now, yeah.
Oh, yes, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But even so, when I finish something, I give it to Rob to read out loud.
Rob being your assistant.
Yes. Because I found out a long time ago that you have to listen to how it goes. You can read it again and again and again and you'll miss something, but the ear will not miss something.
There will be a game, in fact it's already going on online and elsewhere, of who wrote what, but is there a master manuscript somewhere which will identify who wrote which bits?
What, with my stuff in bold and Terry's in italics? Yeah. No, there really isn't. And I don't think that's a game you could win, actually, because even in, you know, in the final read, there might be a sentence that originated with me in which Terry would stick in a word which might be more associated with Terry. Mm. It really was a jumble up by the end.